Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. This program is designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God.
So hey everybody, turn up your radio. Listen to your soul cry the question why song. Something you never seen before. So gather around, squeeze it tight, 'cause you're bound to hear a little truth tonight. 'Cause the love around here is bound to make it fall. Head over heels for heaven above.
Pastor Brian is currently teaching from the book of Romans and will be continuing today with part two of Slain by the Spirit. So let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 8 verse 13 as Pastor Brian takes us back to basics.
But what Paul says here is absolutely true. You can deprive yourself of all pleasant food. You can put on prickly wool undergarments. You can sleep on a bed of nails. You can lock yourself in a way in a cave from all things pleasing to the flesh, and at the end of the day, you are the same bundle of lust you were before. It's true. It's true. And all of those people that have gone off to the monasteries and to the nunneries and to whatever other place that they would go in an attempt to mortify the deeds of the body, they've all discovered this, that these things do not solve the problem. You see, this is not God's way. This is not God's way. This is man's way. God's way is to put to death the deeds of the body through the person and power of the Holy Spirit. You see, it's a totally different thing. So when you look at the various religions and going back to, say, for example, to Buddhism, you know, there is somewhat of a high ethical ideal that's put forth in pure Buddhism. But the problem is, how do you do it? Well, you can see that this is a superior way of life. You can see that, yes, I should behave in this way, but how to accomplish it escapes me. It's the same thing that Paul concluded attempting to be righteous under the law. The good that I would, I do not do. I can see the ideal, but I can't attain to it. See, this is not God's way. We don't beat the flesh out. We just let the Spirit in, and He deals with the flesh. That's the simplest way to put it. And these ascetic kinds of practices, the whole idea is you're beating the flesh out. You're pulverizing the flesh. You're trying to destroy the flesh. No matter how hard you beat on it, no matter what you do to try to destroy it, it always comes back in the end. We have got to focus on the Spirit. And as we focus on cultivating, as I've said many times before, developing the spiritual life that's in us, the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, as we cultivate that and develop that, that will bring us to a place of spiritual health, which will then automatically result in all of these other things being cleared up. That's the way God does it. It's not, here are 15 things to do in order to get these issues taken care of. It's, no, here, there's one thing to do. You do this one thing, and all of these other things will be resolved. That's the way God works. And that's what we're talking about here. That's what we need to do. By building up my spiritual life, or as Paul put it to Timothy, by exercising ourselves to godliness, we will automatically deal with those other things, those sinful deeds of the body that seem to just keep hanging on. They will be dealt with Not because we succeeded in beating them out, because we can't. Nobody ever has. It just doesn't work, as I've said. But because we have yielded to the Spirit to the extent that the Spirit then drives them out. So we're replacing the flesh with the Spirit is what we're doing. Now, how do we exercise ourselves to godliness? How do we build ourselves up spiritually? And again, I am going to tell you things you already know. You already know these things. And you've heard them over and over again. You've heard me say them over and over again. But these are really the things. And as we focus on these things, all of the rest of it will ultimately be taken care of. That's God's way of doing it. So there are five things that I want to draw to your attention once again. And you're going to say, yeah, I know that. But, you know, it's okay. You need to know it again. You need to be reminded of it again. And I'm in good company because the Apostle Peter said the same thing. He said, I'm stirring up your pure minds by way of reminder. He said, as long as I'm in this tent, he says, I know I'm going to put it off soon. The Lord Jesus has shown me. Peter knew that his life, he didn't have much longer to live. But he said, as long as I'm here, I'm going to put you in remembrance of these things. Because these are the things. They're the basic things. They're the fundamental things that will make everything else work out the way God wants it to be. And so what is at the top of the list? Can anybody guess? Read your Bible. Read your Bible. The Bible is God's word. It's not the words of men. It's the word of God. And the Bible has supernatural power. The Bible is not just any book. And when we read our Bibles, something is happening inside of us through the working of the Holy Spirit. That's why we say, read your Bible. We don't stand here and say, you know, read my book or read somebody else's book. It's fine to read those things, but that's not the main thing. Because there's only one inspired book on the planet, and that's the Scriptures, the Word of God. And it's through reading our Bibles and more specifically meditating on the Scriptures, this is how our lives are transformed. This is how we are spiritually built up. This is how the Spirit begins to take a dominant place in our lives. It's through being strengthened by the Word. That's why David would write in the first Psalm, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. And what did he say? That person's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He gives this beautiful picture of the outcome for those who meditate on the word. And further back in the history, that's exactly what God said to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you meditate in it day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. And you know, as much as we've said it and as much as we encourage it, I meet Christians all the time who don't read their Bibles. They don't do it for whatever reason. But we have got to do it. We've got to be people who spend good amounts of time in the Word. Jesus, in praying for us, he prayed this prayer. He said, Father, sanctify them through your truth. And what does sanctify mean? It means to be set apart for God's purposes. It means to be being more conformed to the image of Christ. It means to be advancing in holiness. Sanctify them through your truth, Jesus said. And then he adds this, your word is truth. So we have got to read our Bibles. We've got to be committed to regularly being in the word. You think of it as it's spiritual food. And just like you don't want to go too long without eating physically, you don't want to go too long without feeding yourself spiritually on the Word of God. So, number one, read your Bible. Secondly, regularly subject yourself to Bible teaching. Now, as important as reading our Bibles is, and it's very, very important, as I'm saying, it's also important that we regularly subject ourselves to Bible teaching. because God has designed things where he has gifted people to teach the Bible, and through the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, those people that he gives to teach the Bible, he gives them the gifts to bring the application. And you all know this. I'm kind of preaching to the choir, obviously, because you're here subjecting yourself to Bible teaching. But for those people who aren't doing that, you know, some people say, well, I read my Bible, but I just, you know, I don't go to church. I don't, you know, I don't have a pastor. I don't listen to Bible teaching. That's not good enough. God has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. If God gave these gifts to the church, then, of course, we want to subject ourselves to those gifted persons. And so make sure you're doing that, that you have a Bible study that you're committed to, where you're going through the scriptures. And of course, there's lots of ways to do that today. You do it by coming here. You do it by maybe being plugged into a home group where you're teaching through the Bible. Of course, you can do it through all of the technologies that we have today with, you know, audio recordings and DVDs and all of that. So there are so many ways to do it. But the thing is, we've got to do it. This is part of what we're talking about, of just immersing our lives in the things of the Spirit. And as we do these things, as I'm saying, those deeds of the body, those sinful behaviors that we've maybe been entrenched in for decades, what we find is they just start to disappear. It's through the power of the working of the Word of God in our lives. So read your Bible. Regularly subject yourself to Bible teaching. Pray. Pray alone between you and God. Talk to the Lord. Speak with him. Converse with him. Pour out your heart before him. And do that regularly. But not just alone. God hasn't called us to be alone. He's created the church as a community of believers. And he didn't save us and then just say, okay, you know, just go do whatever, just isolate yourself over here. No, he brought us into the body for the purpose of connecting with others, for the purpose of praying with and for each other. And so we need to pray. We need to develop. Prayer is one of those things that's it's challenging. It can be very hard work. And of course, I know from my own experience, the enemy, he's not fond of prayer. So he does what the best he can to try to discourage us from doing it. So, you know, there's times when we have to push through. We have to persevere. We have to commit ourselves. I'm committed to doing this, so I do it, not because I necessarily feel like doing it. I'm committed to praying with these people because we've made the commitment and we know that we need to do it. And one of the things that sometimes gets discouraging, or the enemy tempts us to discouragement, is because we pray and we pray and we pray, but we don't seem to see any results. And so we think, well, maybe it's not any use to pray. But we can't be deceived by those things. We've got to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, keep on praying. And then fourthly, get yourself into consistent fellowship with other believers. Again, this is where the whole thing of the body comes in. You can't isolate yourself as a Christian. You can't grow. You can't get victory if you're isolated. You've got to connect. Now, let's be honest. You can come in, not say anything to anybody, and when it's all done, get up, go get in your car, and head out, and you never had any kind of encounter with anyone at all. That's not what fellowship is. And fellowship is a vital part of being immersed in the Spirit and cultivating our spiritual lives. In the early church, there were four things that they consistently did that were the foundational things. They were in the Word. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And secondly, and fellowship. Prayer was another one. And the breaking of bread, which would be the remembering the Lord's death, which you might say worship. But fellowship, sharing, having a communion with each other, ministering to one another, talking with others about the things of the Spirit, sharing your experiences, listening to other people share their experiences, bearing one another's burdens, praying for each other, connecting with each other, encouraging one another, setting aside times. Hey, let's meet and let's spend some time praying together, or let's get in the Word together. You see, these are the things that we do as we focus in on these things, as we make these things the priority in our lives. What are we doing? We are feeding the Spirit. We're putting our focus on the Spirit. We're strengthening ourselves spiritually. And again, the result is that the Spirit is sanctifying us. The Spirit is dealing with the deeds of the body. We, through the Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body. And as we do that, what does it say? It says, and you shall live. And this is when we start to live. This is when we start to really experience the joy of the Christian life. This is when we start to experience the excitement of the Christian life, the adventure of the Christian life. You know, there's nothing as exciting in all the world as just being in a place where you sense that, man, the Lord's leading me. And God's directing my life, and I feel, you know, His presence with me, and I sense that I have purpose, and that's just a wonderful thing. But it doesn't happen if we isolate. It doesn't happen if we neglect the Scriptures. It doesn't happen if we don't subject ourselves to the teaching of the Word. It doesn't happen if we don't pray. We just sort of float around. And even though we might be saved, we just sort of float around and we're kind of aimless, and we still got all of these issues that kind of keep surfacing all the time, and our kind of our perpetual story is, I'm struggling. I'm just struggling. How you doing today? I'm struggling. Next month, hey, how you doing? I'm struggling. Every time you see you, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm struggling. You know, let's get beyond the struggling. You know, God saved us so we can enjoy life. God saved us so we can know blessing. But we can only know that through the Spirit. We can't know it any other way. And again, we can't make ourselves more spiritual by beating the flesh. It doesn't do anything. It just makes us more miserable. God's got a better way. And so it's just, hey, just get into this stuff. I love the way, you know, John Corson, I love the way he puts it when he talks about, you know, being in the Scriptures, when he's talking about fellowship, when he's talking about these things. I love the way he puts it in just a typical John fashion. You know, he says it's a get to, it's not a got to. And that's right. It's not a got to. It's a got to is right back where we were talking about earlier. It's me trying to do something to make myself spiritual and being frustrated in the process and not seeing any progress. That's what happens when the attitude is, I've got to. But when the attitude is, I get to do this stuff. When I look at my Bible, I don't look at it and go, oh, gosh, I got to read that. No, I look at the Bible and think, I get to read this. This is God's Word. This is God speaking to me. This is God wanting to give input into my life. Or when I think about, you know, again, you know, listening to teaching or whatever. It's not like, oh, I got to turn on that preacher again and listen to him. Or no, I get to do this. I want to do this. I don't have to pray, but I get to pray. I get to pour out my heart to the Creator of the universe. I get to pour out my heart to the Father who loves me, the God who made me, the God who has the plan for my life. I get to pour my heart out to Him, tell Him everything. You know, this morning I had this prayer time, and it just, you know, pouring all kinds of stuff out to the Lord and just laying it before Him and, you know, right down to all the details. And then, you know, I have a period of time where I'm praying. So it's like, okay, Lord, and now I'm going to finish, and I'm just going to put the final touch on it. And this is it. And this is what I'm asking you to do in Jesus' name. Amen. It's like, okay, done. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, I'm driving along, and I start to kind of get a little bit worked up, and I thought, I'm going to pray about that again. And I started to pray, and honestly, felt the Lord say, Brian, I heard you the first time. Don't mention it again. It's all right. I'm taking care of it. You got a lot of stuff to do today. You don't need to be distracted by this. Just go do what you're going to do, and just leave this stuff with me. I can really take care of it. It's like, Lord, thank you. Thank you very much. But that's what we're talking about. We get to do these things, and we get to fellowship. We get to connect with God's people and meet new people. You know, I continue throughout my life as a Christian, I continue to meet people as the years go by that I just absolutely love. And I think, man, look at this. How beautiful. I get to meet people and you know, because I get to travel and do some of those things, I get to meet people in all different parts of the world. And I get to have this fellowship with them, and it's so rich and it's so beautiful. This is a get-to. Fellowship is a get-to. It's not a got-to. I got to go get together with those Christians again. No, it's, man, we get to do this. We get to connect. We're not all going to connect in the deepest kind of way because we have different personalities and things. But, you know, there are going to be those people you just connect with, God's people, brothers and sisters. But there's one final thing that I want to mention before we finish up, and that is this: get plugged into some sort of service for God. Get plugged in. You got to get plugged in. You got to get involved. You got to do something for the Lord, because there's growth in that. There's focus on the Spirit in that. And you know what? There's joy in that. There's joy in serving the Lord. And we get so preoccupied in serving ourselves, and we're frustrated and we're miserable. You know, the best remedy to that is start serving God. Get yourself plugged into something where you're serving the Lord. This is your commitment. This is the thing you're doing. I'm going, and I'm going to serve the Lord in this capacity. Of course, pray about it. Seek God's direction on it. But everybody will tell you the same thing that's involved actively in serving the Lord. They will tell you that the bigger blessing comes to them than to the people they're ministering to generally. That's just the way it is. And even at times when we're serving the Lord, there might come, you know, times where we feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to go do that today. Oh, you know, and man, that just, yeah, I'd rather. And then, but then, you know, out of a commitment, you go and you do it, and then you think, God, I thank God I went, because God blessed me. And that's what happens as we just plug in and as we get involved. You see, the whole point is simply this: you got to dive in head first. You can't sit on the edge, dangling your feet over the side, dipping your toes in here and there, or, you know, just sort of walking along the shore, ankle deep. No, you got to get in. You got to get out into the river. You got to get out into the middle of the river. You got to get in there head first. And when you do that, as I'm saying, as Paul is saying, this is his whole point, that by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body. It's the Spirit who does it. And those things, those struggles, those things that have hung on, and, you know, you are looking at yourself saying, am I ever going to get victory over this? Why is this still here? What is this? You know what? There is victory. But I would imagine you've been trying to go about it the wrong way. You've been trying to beat the flesh out instead of just letting the Spirit in and letting the Spirit drive the flesh out. So forget all of those 15 different medications. There's one pill. It's the Holy Spirit pill. Take that one. Just take that. Just dive in head first. Go for it with the Lord. And as Paul says here, he says, you will live. You'll live. You'll begin to really live and discover, man, this is what life is supposed to be like. This is what life is about. This is why God made me. This is why he saved me. This is what he intended for my life. You can't get any better than that. That's the best there is.
We'll return with more insightful lessons from the book of Romans in our next study as Pastor Brian continues with part one of Sons of God. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of this study, or perhaps you'd like to review it again at a more convenient time, you can do so by simply calling us toll-free at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message entitled Slain by the Spirit. Or if you prefer, simply refer to it by resource number B0139. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-733-6443. Pastor Brian would also love to connect with you online, and he can be found at facebook.com/PastorBrianBroderson. Also on Twitter at twitter.com/BrianBroderson. And for those of you that prefer to write, you can address your correspondence to Back to Basics, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And when writing or calling, be sure to ask for a free catalog of available resources from Back to Basics, and please include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. You're also invited to visit our website at backtobasicsradio.com, where you can listen to archived messages by Pastor Brian or subscribe to our podcasts. Once again, that's backtobasicsradio.com. Back to Basics is sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.